Okay, hi guys, how are you doing? This is Hilda. I'm with my two friends. I'm with Femi and Henry. And we're talking about a topic that I actually, you know, discussed with my friend last week. And it's actually, I was telling them about it and, you know, the atmosphere just became very heated and we're just talking about it again.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of you listening to the podcast, so I guess it's something everybody wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, let's see what we're talking about before we started this. So how can you tell when a girl is faking it?
My guy gets something.
Ah. But you will know, for reals. You will know she's faking. If, like, for example, if you're not doing the right things and you're hearing some massive noise. For Christ's sake, it's obvious, you know that, Afa, who is this one? What's happening? You know?
Yeah.
Henry, what are your own views?
Yeah, like Mr. Femi said, I think you will know. Yeah. He made mention before we started the podcast. You have an idea. For instance, you are in the business and...
What business?
Yeah, you know, because I'm sure my listeners to it. You wanted to hear that from me. Yeah, you know, when you're fully
into it.
Yeah. I understand the whole one. They know exactly how it. When you're fully into it, you as a person will have the vibration of exactly what is happening. You felt it inside you, and it's supposed to relate.
It's supposed to be a two-way.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a two-way thing, because you don't necessarily. There are some movement that you did. It's naturally expected to flow at the same time, but when the person is faking it, you'll be going the left side, the person will be going the right side. This is probably, no, it's true. You find out some of those things that what you did not intend to make someone, if you together, you don't expect to him to do, and he does it, and you are not in confirmation with that. It is very, very obvious that you're just trying to please me. Well, you are not really doing that, because I will see it that, oh, this person guy, nah, it's not so. Yeah, I think on a standpoint of view, I think it's sometimes noticeable if a woman is faking orgasm. I think that.
Okay, so let me say this. I'm going to ask the two of you in turns. Supposing you've done everything right, you're in the middle of the business, as you put it, and you feel that you're scoring goals, how can you really tell that she is faking it? If she goes along, she's a very intelligent person like me, and she goes along with the flow in the way you have described, i.e., you thrust this way, she returns it too in the same manner, and as you increase your tempo, she increases her response to you. There is no way in God's name that you can know that she's faking it. What are your thoughts, Femi?
That really got it. Yeah, it does.
Well, at that point in time, the only person that can judge is God.
Henry, what do you have to say?
Yes, you see, sometimes like we do in acting, people are very, very good. There are some people that when they're acting, you know this person is acting, and there's someone that if he's doing it, you know this is just coming out naturally from the person. So there are some people that are very, very good in that. And those kind of people like Mr. Femi, are God, those help.
Okay, I'll ask you what I asked the other guy that, you know, did the podcast with me last week. Would you like to have an experienced woman or a novice as a partner or wife? Mr. Nanti.
Ah, okay, okay, okay. That is a big one, you know.
No, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, let me rephrase the question. And when I say experience, I don't mean necessarily a woman that has had maybe 1,000 men. No. Or a woman that was doing it commercially. I'm just saying a woman that you go into the other room with and she knows what to do. You don't have to hold her hand and tell her, no, no, carry your leg up, move it here, or do this or do that. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, I think on my own opinion, I think the ones that knows what to do. It's not a class lesson, for God's sake. You're there to enjoy yourself. You don't necessarily need to start lessons. Seriously, you don't. This is the time you want to enjoy yourself, and that is just go to the nitty-gritty of it. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how, no, now that will spoil the mood now.
Femi.
Man, okay, to be honest, obviously everybody wants to have some of the experience now, like, but the thing is, the thing about having a novice is, aside from the fact that she doesn't know what to do, like, if at the end of the day she can't keep up or she can't exactly satisfy your sexual needs in the long run, it might lead to cheating. The guy might definitely look for somewhere else to go and, you know, get things done. But experience now, well, I be saying, ow, ow, ow. Yeah, ow, 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 ow.
But guys, I want to say something. I've always had the impression, and I did say it in my last podcast, that men like good girls. And I think the definition of a good girl will also mean a woman that is not very experienced in this business, the way Henry puts it. So how does that tie into, I want a lady that knows what to do, at the same time I want a good girl? Femi, you first.
Ah.
It's hard, eh?
It's tough, right? Now, the truth is, if I'm going to be honest, every good girl, or 80% of the good girls, want adventure. They want to explore.
Yes.
They have, funny enough, you'd be surprised that most of these good girls have crazy minds. They have very, very crazy minds. So, so if you see a girl like that, you know, and she's a novice, right? It's easier for her to blend in, and it's because she has had crazy thoughts and it has gone through her mind several times. Yes. So for her, it's easier to, you know, just blend in and just walk the vibe with her and all that. So for me, good girls, well, they are not, but you have to be careful, though. Exactly, you have to be careful, because you cannot, there are some good girls that will say, you know, they don't like this, they don't like this, they don't like this, they don't do this, they don't do this, they don't, alpha now, we are not, this is not barracks now, it's not barracks now.
So what you're saying is a little blend of everything.
Yeah.
She should, even if she's not so experienced, she should be a girl that be ready to experiment with stuff and be open to new things. Yeah. Okay. So you people don't like good girls too much anymore. Okay. You want a little bit of a bad girl.
Yeah.
A very good bad girl.
That's what we want. A very good bad girl.
Yeah.
This one is a new one for me, honestly. A very good bad girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's bad at the back, good at the front.
She's bad at the back and good in the front. Whatever that means. I've had a wonderful time chatting with you guys. If you have any comments, you have anything to say, you can send me an email on hildasshoulder4you@gmail.com. It's hildasshoulder4, and then the U is letter U. So hildasshoulder4you@gmail.com. I'm expecting your email.
Yeah.
Bye. Say bye.
Alright. Bye.
Send that email now. It's not.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.